G'day and welcome to Partake. We are now on day 3 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time of the fullness of redemption. Reading from Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 to 21. Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all animals, domestic and wild. You will crawl on your belly, groveling in the dust, as long as you live, and I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." Then he said to the woman, "I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy, and in pain you will give birth, and you will desire to control your husband, but he will rule over you." And to the man he said, "Since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat of its grains. By the sweat of your brow will you have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you were made. For you were made from dust, and to dust you will return." Then the man, Adam, named his wife Eve, or life, because she would be the mother of all who live. And the Lord God made clothing from animal skins for Adam and his wife. Yesterday we heard about the Edenic covenant made between God and humanity, and all the blessing that was there. But now, disaster and curse strike. God had been walking with Adam and Eve and enjoying fellowship together. However, as we just read in Genesis chapter 3, humanity has broken their part of the covenant made with God. What was once idyllic is now chaos. What was once blessing is now curse. Adam and Eve failed to trust God and his word and actively disobeyed him. Under the terms of the Edenic covenant, they had to be punished. Where they once trusted God implicitly and explicitly, now was guilt to be found. And this is evidenced in that they endeavored to hide from God. Irenaeus, again, one of the church fathers, writes, "When Adam fell, he lost the likeness, but the image remained fully intact. Humanity as humanity was still complete, but the good and the holy being was spoiled." Augustine, another of the early church fathers, develops this further. "Human nature was certainly originally created blameless and without any fault. But the human nature by which each one of us is now born of Adam requires a physician, because it is not healthy. All the good things which it has by its conception, life, senses and mind, it has from God. But the weakness which darkens and disables these good natural qualities, as a result of which that nature needs enlightenment and healing, did not come from the blameless maker, but from original sin, which was committed by free will. For this reason, our guilty nature is liable to a just penalty." This second covenant between God and humanity, or as I would call it, the Adamic covenant, is also entitled the covenant with all mankind, as it lays down the terms and conditions which hold until sin's curse is lifted. Certain passages throughout Scripture refer to this: Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6 to 10, and Romans 8, verse 18 to 23. And as elucidated by Irenaeus and Augustine, because of Adam's sin, we are all born under the curse of sin. And regards this covenant, the terms and conditions include these: the snake, or Satan, although he would enjoy limited and temporal success, he will ultimately be adjudged. And then there's the first hint of a notion of a saviour or a messiah. And that's given in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. And childbirth now involves pain, and the woman is made subject to her husband. The ground is cursed, and weeds will grow amongst the food. There's physical changes occurring, and now people sweat when they work. And lastly, because of their sin and disobedience, people die spiritually and inevitably physically. So the Edenic covenant was broken by humanity, and God puts in place a new covenant. But this Adamic covenant, with the hint of a promise attached that one day true fellowship between God and humanity will be restored in full, and out of death new life will come. So the story continues. Tomorrow we look at another step in this story. Thank you.